So my secret is a family secret, and it goes like this. I am from the south side of Chicago. I grew up there in the 80s and 90s, and my father grew up there, and my grandfather and my great-grandfather came there. And so this is a big deal for all sorts of many reasons, I suppose, but mostly for sports. And so sports were a big deal in my family. Obviously the Bulls, but we were more of a baseball family. So I grew up playing t-ball. It didn't last long. But my sister played t-ball, my brother played t-ball, and then baseball up until college. It was a big deal. And if we ever got on the honor roll, back in the day, they would give you tickets to baseball games, and it was always a huge worry that they might stop giving us tickets to Comiskey Park, now Cellular One, and go to Wrigley, which was, you know, unacceptable, and we wouldn't get to go. And so every year was this big worry, would they really send kids to 31st and State to go to this game? But every year we went because we were White Sox fans. That's what you do. And this is what we did every summer, and it was a huge part of our life. Baseball all the time. Every summer, it's like all the kids go to the park, they play baseball, it's a big deal. So needless to say, at family events, my dad and particularly my grandfather would always talk about politics, or they'd argue about directions in like the best way to get around the city, or they'd talk about the White Sox, and that was our life all summer, all the time. And so as we grew up, this was the case, and eventually my grandfather died, and my grandmother lived about 5 years or so longer, had a great life. She continued to bowl. She'd volunteer, very active. And, you know, as she got older and she was the only few of her generation left, and my dad would start to go up there for lunch every Friday. And so he'd go up and meet her at her house and pick her up, and he'd check in on things, and they'd go to this little diner and eat lunch. It was an ongoing thing for years and years. So one day he goes, and he picks her up, and she's in the back watching TV. And at that point, you knew that my grandmother was watching TV from two blocks outside the house because the TV was so loud. And he's saying, "What? You know, we got to go. Like, we have this appointment. Like, I got to get to lunch on time." And he's like in this rush. And my grandmother was in no rush at all and was sitting back watching this baseball game. And so my dad comes in and he's like, "Oh, the game's on." Then he goes, "Wait, that's a Cubs game. Like, well, let's go. Who cares? Like, we have a lunch date." And she goes, "Well, you know, I kind of like the Cubs." And my dad said, "Excuse me?" And she was like, "Yeah, I never really wanted to tell your grandfather, but I've always really liked the Cubs." And it was a sad moment in my father's life. I don't know that he's gotten over it since. So that's my secret.